The Golden Age of Radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, U.S. Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple meets Wild Bill Hickok, Buddy Starcher sings for you on the Sunwave Vitamins program, and a visit with the Lou Holtz Laugh Club. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, a visit with the Lou Holtz Laugh Club, and Buddy Starcher sings for you on the Sunwave Vitamins program. Right now, U.S. Marshal Jim Whipple meets Wild Bill Hickok on this episode of Lightning Jim, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim.
Oh, poor boy. It's an Indian attack, Whitey.
Oh, they're coming this way, too.
Yeah. Look, Whitey, here comes the Jasper riding like the wind.
Oh, he's the one to rescue the beast.
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, boy. Hey, you fellas better head for cover. Them red devils is right on my trail.
Yeah. There's a state station over yonder. Come on, we'll make a run for it. Let's go, Thunder!
Yes, Indian attacks were frequent experiences for the sturdy pioneers of the Old West. Some of the tribes were friendly to the white men. Others resented the taking of their hunting grounds and fought to protect the land they believed was theirs. But the most troublesome of all were the bad Indians who joined up with the criminals and outlaws of the plains to rob and kill the brave white settlers. Assisting the government troopers and local peace officers to establish and maintain law and order were the fearless and courageous United States Marshals. Those colorful days of the old Western frontier come back to us now in the thrilling adventures of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson. Lightning Jim and Whitey were on the trail north of Fort Anderson when they heard the shrill war cries of Indians. Then a rider galloped up on a swift black horse and joined the marshal and his deputy. The three men rushed for a nearby stage station as the hostile Indians came on.
Them redskins is coming closer all the time.
Yeah, they got us circled. If we can hold them off for a while.
Sure, but we got to save our ammunition. Now don't shoot till they come in range.
Right. We got to make every bullet count.
Joe, I tell you, there was plenty lucky we was near this old stagecoach station. Yeah,
you said a mouthful, partner.
Look out!
You've been in. There was a close one.
Wait, I see the Red Devil is doing that shooting, and I'm a-getting him.
Good work, mister.
Yo, and there's another one. I get him.
Yeah, got him.
Yo, and there's one for you, Lightning.
Well, I can't let you boys out to me.
Here he comes.
Perfect.
Yo, 3 shots and 3 redskins by Gatling.
Hey, something must have loose.
Jump immediately.
Keep back from my window, Whitey.
Yo, Lightning. See, look down the tree, you're there.
Good. It's the Cooper.
Lightning, the battle is over. Boy, them redskins sure got out there plenty fast.
They sure did, Whitey.
Yes,
ma'am. Colonel Steele. New officer in charge of Fort Anderson. Come on, Whitey, let's go outside.
Howdy, Colonel.
Well, Lightning Jim.
Well, don't tell me those Red Devils were after you.
Well, yes and no, Colonel.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Well, Colonel, me and Whitey was coming up the trail over yonder when we heard some Indian war whoops and shots and...
Yes?
Jasper on a black mare come galloping up and joined us. Wasn't any time to make a run for it. Redskins was too close for comfort. So we took cover in this old deserted stage station.
Yo, and back galleys, we was doing pretty good, too. I got 4 of them, Yeager, and I would have got more if you hadn't showed up.
Well, I'm powerful sorry we had to break up your shooting match, Whitey.
Yo, that was a good fight, to tell you that.
Don't you believe him, Colonel. Whitey was plenty glad to see them troopers coming up here. And that goes for me, too.
Well, we were taking some supplies to Fort Edwards. Heard the shooting and came up as fast as we could.
Yeah, when Uncle Sam begins shooting, the Redskins know he means business.
So you just kind of walked into this fight, eh?
That's right, Colonel.
Who was the fellow the Redskins was chasing?
What?
Here I am, Colonel.
Why, Bill!
Howdy, Colonel.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, I'm sure glad to see you, Bill.
Hey, Jiminy Lightning, it looks like these two fellas know each other.
Yeah, we were so busy fighting Redskins, we didn't have much time for introductions.
You mean you two fellas don't know each other?
Well, I don't reckon we met before, have we, mister?
Well, not that I know, sir.
Hey, this is good.
Well, Colonel, any objection to letting us in on the joke?
Not at all. In fact, I consider this an honor.
See, this sounds kind of important, like.
Well, Whitey, it is important, especially when two famous people get together.
Two famous people?
Right. Bill, this is our United States Marshal at Fort Anderson, Lightning Jim Whipple.
Lightning Jim?
Yep. And Lightning, you're meeting up with the United States Marshal at Hayes City, Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok.
You've been yimmini.
Well, I'm so glad to know you, Lightning.
And that same goes for me double, Bill.
And Bill, this is Lightning Jim's deputy, Whitey Larson.
Howdy, Whitey.
Yo, I'm pleased to meet you.
You see, Lightning, I was stationed at Fort Hayes before I came to Fort Anderson.
Yeah, I see, Colonel.
Got to know Bill right well, and I can tell you he knows how to handle those 2 six-shooters he's got.
Right you are, Colonel. We saw him do a little shooting on them Redskins.
Yo, and there I was trying to keep up with 2 of the best shots on the plains, by God.
Well, you done all very well, Whitey. If ever you need a job, you come down to Hayes City and be my deputy.
Yeah, you hear that, Lightning?
Sorry you said that, Bill. Whitey's head ain't exactly small, but now he won't be able to put his hat on.
Oh, is that so? Listen, you fellas, I got me an idea.
Ah, it ain't possible.
Yo, you two fellas is supposed to be plenty good with shooting irons.
Yeah, huh? Well, what about it?
Well, I think we ought to have a shooting match and find out who is the champion.
Why, not a bad idea at all, Whitey. What do you suggest for a prize?
Oh, I got that all figured out, too. Whoever wins the shooting match, gets me for their deputy marshal.
Well, we'll try that out someday, Whitey.
Say, tell me, Bill, how come you're operating around these parts?
Yeah.
Well, 2 outlaws, Flash Felton and Speed Smart, is in jail at Hayes City waiting to be tried for robbing the mail.
Yeah, got a reward notice on them back at the office.
Yeah. Well, they broke jail and killed one of the guards. I picked up their trail and followed them up here. Then I run into them Redskins, and the rest you know.
Well, I'm satisfied those Redskins were some of Wolfpaw's braves.
Wolfpaw?
Yeah, Bill. Wolfpaw's a renegade chief.
Yeah, say, you don't have to tell me nothing about him.
You mean you met up with him before?
Sure have. He operated near Hayes City for quite a spell. We went after him hot and heavy, and he left the county.
Yo, he's plenty bad feller, all right.
Yeah, you bet he is. And it's about time we catch up with him.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, Colonel.
Yo, every time we get him trapped, why, he gets away.
Say, boys,
I'm beginning to put two and two together.
What do you mean, Bill?
I mean that one of them outlaws, Flash Felton, was mixed up with Wolf Ball and some horse thieving. Mm-hmm. We arrested Flash, but he couldn't prove the case against him.
Do you think he'd come up here to join up with Wolf Ball again?
Well, sure. If he's still friendly with Wolf Ball, he's got the protection at the Indian camp.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
If we can pick up the trail and locate Wolf Ball's camp, we might be able to get the chief and the two outlaws at the same time.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking, Colonel. Mind if I make a suggestion?
Not at all, Lightning. Right ahead.
How many troopers are you got with you here?
About 50.
How many more back at the fort right now?
100.
Well, here's what I think we ought to do. Send back for about 50 more men and bring them to this camp.
Yes? Then what?
Well, while you're doing this, me and Bill and Whitey will see if we can follow the trail of them Redskins you just chased out of here.
Well, I can get the troopers up here, all right.
And if we do locate Wolf Ball's camp, one of us will come back here and get you.
But supposing you three meet up with Wolf Ball's braves again. I mean, before you have a chance to come back here.
Don't worry about us, Colonel. We'll be on lookout for him next time. If it should happen to outfox us, well, I'm willing to take that chance.
How does that sound to you, Bill?
Good. You can count on me.
What about you, Whitey?
Well, if Lightning goes, I got to go, too. By golly, Smeeby, I get the chance to see who's the best shot between you.
Well, Lightning, you can count on the Army, too.
I'm sure of that, Colonel.
If Lightning Jim Whipple and Wild Bill Hickok and the Fort Anderson troops can't get Wolf Ball and those bandits, well, I'll be willing to admit it can't be done.
You say Wild Bill Hickok trail you up here?
Yeah, that's right, Chief.
Wolf Paw like to kill Wild Bill, Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim?
Him lawman, Fort Anderson.
Oh, sure, I know him all right. Him and a sweet deputy.
Where friend you bring with you from Hays City?
Oh, he's down at Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek?
Yeah. When we knowed Wild Bill was following us, we separated and was aiming to meet up at an old trapper's cabin on Beaver Creek.
You live here before?
Oh, yeah. We both been around here many times.
You get friend at cabin on Beaver Creek. Come back here.
Sure. Maybe we can help you pick up some guns and horses, Chief.
Wolf Paw got other plan.
Oh, sure, sure. We'll do anything you say.
Good. You help Wolf Paw. Me give you plenty gold.
Sure. Now, what do you want us to do?
Help Wolf Paw get Wild Bill and Lightning Jim.
Oh, thunder. Oh, boy.
Oh, girl.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
I've been just thinking. You know that black horse you got there looks like she might be a Thunder sister.
Well, she ain't as big as Thunder, but she can hold her own when it comes to speed.
She sure can, Bill. Quite a few horses can keep up with Thunder, and she's one of them.
See, where'd you get her, Bill?
Why, during the war, Whitey. Had a little argument with a couple of Confederates. One of them was riding Nell.
And when the smoke cleared away, she was yours, huh?
Yeah. Black Nell and me been together quite a spell.
Oh, she's a fine horse, I tell you that.
Hey, if you jaspers can get your minds off a horse flesh a minute, look over yonder.
Oh, see, that's the pass going into Box Canyon.
Right. North of here's Beaver Valley. We followed the trail of them Redskins this far, and it's my hunch Wolf Paw might be up in that valley.
Well, see, if that's true, we ought to go back and get Colonel Steele and the troopers.
No, Whitey, I got a better idea. You go back for the troopers and bring them back here to Box Canyon Pass.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Lightning.
Oh, but what you fellas going to do?
We're going to scout around Beaver Valley. We'll meet you and the troopers right here at this spot tonight. That clear?
Yeah, sure.
And Whitey, you can make better time by taking a shortcut, you know, up and across Beaver Creek.
Yo, get up, boys. Get up, boys.
Let's go, Thunder.
It's about time you were showing up, Flash. Where you been?
Well, that's a long story, Speed. While Bill was hot on my trail when I met up with a party of Wolf Paw's braves.
Lucky for you, it was Wolf Paw's Redskins.
Yeah. They went after Bill just when a troop of soldiers came by and rescued him.
Kind of lucky for him, too.
Oh, sure was. If Woolpaw ever gets his hands on Wild Bill and Lightning Jim, they'll be looking for new marshals at Hayes City and Fort Anderson.
Say, you must be a mind reader.
What do you mean?
Why, I seen Wild Bill, Lightning Jim, and his sweet deputy.
You did? Where?
I saw him cross over the creek a couple hours ago, going north.
Oh, well, that means we got to clear out of here pronto and get up to Woolpaw's camp.
Sure. They was about a mile down the creek when I see...
Huh? Get back of the cabin.
What's up?
Ryder. He's heading this way.
Yeah. Holy smoke.
Shut up. Here he is.
Put him up, mister. Blasted, he got me in the arm.
I got him.
Yeah, he's down all right. You got him in the shoulder.
Get his gun, Speed.
Sure. Say, Flash, this hombre is Lightning Jim's sweet deputy.
Well, it looks like Whitey's in a bad way. What are Flash and Speed going to do next? Listen for part two of this thrilling Lightning Jim adventure that follows immediately. And now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, Lightning Jim meets Wild Bill Hickok. After an exciting battle with a party of Chief Wolfpaw's braves, Lightning Jim and Whitey met another famous United States Marshal. Wild Bill Hickok was on the trail of two outlaws, Flash Felton and Speed Smart. While Lightning Jim and Bill attempted to find Wolfpaw's camp, Whitey went back to get Colonel Steele and the Fort Anderson troopers. On the way, Whitey was shot down by the two bandits. And now we join Wild Bill Hickok and Lightning Jim as they ride up to a cabin on Beaver Crimp.
Oh, Thunder. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, well. Well, looks like we've been following the wrong trails, Lightning.
Yeah. We circled back to Beaver Creek.
Yeah. This looks like a trapper's cabin.
Reckon it is. Think we better go back to the Box Canyon Pass and follow them tracks we saw going northeast.
Yeah. Say, look at them tracks on the ground there.
Yeah. Fresh ones, too.
Sure. Horses and men. And that bush by the cabin is flattened out.
Still, look on the ground there, on that rock.
Blood.
Right.
And there's the tracks of a single horse that came up in front. And here's something shining on the ground.
What is it, Bill?
Well, here, look.
Good Lord. That's Whitey's deputy badge.
Yeah, I figured it was. Appears like you're running into trouble.
Yeah. Let's see what's in this cabin.
Sure.
Ain't nothing here.
No, there ain't no sign of redskins. The footprints was made with boots.
Yeah.
Appears like there's only a couple of them critters.
Yeah. And the tracks heading out of here.
Yeah. Might be the two Jaspers I've been trailing.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking, Bill.
In which case, if Whitey did walk into them, they'd take him from ambush.
Yeah. Somehow I can't figure him to be dead.
No. They just wanted to kill him. They'd left his body here at the cabin.
Right. But them bloodstains prove that somebody was shot and wounded.
Yeah, sure.
And if it was Flash and Speed, and if they're in with Wolfpaw...
Well, they might be taking him to the Redskin camp.
Come on, Bill. We're following them tracks pronto. Let's go, Thunder! Howdy, Chief.
Who's this other one?
Oh, an old friend of yours, Chief. A lawman.
Lawman?
Sure. Lightning Jim's sweet deputy. That's right, ain't it, partner?
I ain't seeing nothing.
You don't have to. We know who you are.
Where you get him?
Why, he come right up to our cabin at Beaver Creek. We was going to drill them proper, but we figured you might want to take care of them, Chief.
Wolf Paul know what to do with lawmen.
Sure. He ought to be worth some gold, Chief.
Wolf Paul give gold if you bring Wild Bill and Lightning Jim here, too. Burn all lawmen in Indian fire.
Oh, Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Steady, boy.
Well, looks like we're on the right trail this time, Lightning.
Yeah. Down yonder's Beaver Valley.
Yeah, and smoke from the campfire.
Yeah, but we got to make sure it's Wolf Paul's
camp.
Bill.
There he goes.
Yeah, I see him. We got him.
Ah, sure did, the red devil.
I reckon he won't be shooting from ambush no more.
Yeah, and we can use this army rifle he's carrying.
Bill, I know we're on the right track now. This is one of Wolf Paul's braves.
Are you sure?
Sure, saw him at Wolf Paul's camp when me and Whitey was caught for the chief a while back. Remember that scar on his face?
Well, then we better hightail back with the troopers.
Listen, Bill, I'll go back for the troopers. You keep undercover, where you can see if Wolf Paul makes a move to leave.
Sure. Don't reckon they heard the shots we just fired.
No, the camp's pretty far down the valley. Besides, the wind's blowing this way. This buck here is an Indian runner. But can't tell. Might be some more of them scouting around.
Sure.
Good luck. I'll have the troopers at Box Canyon Pass tonight. See you there. Then we'll rescue Whitey. They ain't killed him. Let's go, Thunder!
What's the trouble, Chief?
Brave fine body, Eagle Feather. Him shot down on trail.
Hey, Flash, who's Eagle Feather?
One of Wolf Paul's redskin runners.
Oh. Chungi Saggy, your tea,
now, Eagle. Now, listen, Chief. Maybe it was Wild Bill and Lightning Jim shot Eagle Feather.
He cussy. Wolf Paul kill white man.
Why, sure, Chief. I'll wager them marshals are scouting up here in the valley looking for the sweet deputy.
Wolf Paul, take brave now. Go after lawman.
Why, sure, and I'll go with you, Chief. And speak and stay here and guard the law man.
We go now.
There's Box Canyon Pass, Colonel.
I see. And you say Bill is due to meet us here?
That's right. These trees will give the troopers plenty of cover. As soon as Bill gets here, we'll start north along that ridge over yonder.
Here comes the rider.
Looks like Bill!
Yeah, I reckon that's Bill coming now.
Yeah, and he's riding in a powerful hurry, too.
What's up, Bill?
Oh, plenty. Wolf Paul's men is moving down the valley.
Are they chasing you?
No, but they found the redskin we drilled in the trail.
Any sign of Whitey?
Yeah, I got close enough to climb a tree and look down on the camp.
Is he all right, Bill?
Well, he was when I left. They must have drilled him in the arm. He's carrying it in a sling.
Thank God for that. Colonel, we ain't got a minute to lose.
Right, we'll go after Wolf Paul now.
Wait. If them redskins are moving down the ridge now, we got a chance to trap them.
Yes? How?
Move the troops back of these trees. Bill, you and me'll ride across that clearing in front of the pass. Out of range, but where the redskins can see us.
Sure. You want them to chase after us, eh?
Right. You hit them this way. They'll think we're going in Box Canyon. When they pass here, the troopers can close in and cut them off from behind. Suit you, Colonel?
Right.
All right, Bill. Let's go. Come on, Thunder.
Come on.
Here they are, Chief. Lightning Jim and Wild Bill. It worked, Lightning. The Hoover's got him.
Yeah. But we've got to get to Whitey.
Now, wait. Look up on that ridge, Lightning. That's Flash, one of the outlaws I'm after.
Yeah. Reckon he was with Wolf Paul and is making his escape from the troopers. Maybe he'll lead us to Whitey, Bill. Let's go, Thunder!
Well, lawbirds, I reckon it won't be long before Wolf Paw will be bringing in your partner.
Sure, maybe so. But I don't think Wolf Paw's smart enough to fool Lightning him twice, I tell you that.
Oh, yeah? Well, if them marshals is around here, Wolf Paw will get him all right.
Say, listen, Speed, I'm awful thirsty. I suppose I could have some water.
Huh? Water, eh? Sure, why not?
This bad arm of mine, it feels plenty hot, by golly.
Well, you didn't do my arm no good with your blasted shooting. Here, here's the water.
Pink! Oh! Now I got to go and Speed.
Blast your hide.
Pink caught him wounded in the right arm. I ain't got no left one. Oh, and I can punch with the left one, too. I tell you,
I got
to
cover.
Good work, Flash. We got here just in time.
Cut that gun, Lovehead.
Oh, sure. This is sort of the game of tit for tat, see?
You won't feel so brave in a little while, Lawbedge. This is the end of your trail.
Wait, Speed. Wolf Paw run into the troopers.
What?
Yeah, we seen Wild Bill and Lightning Jim. Wolf Paw and his redskins chase after him and run into a trap at Box Canyon.
Holy smoke. How did you get away?
Oh, I wasn't taking no chances riding up with those redskins to stop a bullet. I stayed behind. And when I seen the troopers close in, why, I tailed it up here to get you.
Yeah, we gotta clear out. Well, what are you grinning about, Lawbedge?
Well, I was just thinking about what I told you, Speed, about fooling Lightning Jim and Wild Bill.
Yeah? Well, it ain't gonna do you no good.
Well, maybe not, but shooting me ain't gonna do you no good neither.
Is that so?
You can't beat the law all the time, you know.
A right nice speech, partner. You know, Speed, I kind of like to have a part in the shooting myself.
Yeah?
Sure, no reason why you ought to have all the fun. Come over here and we'll both shoot together. Then we'll clear out before their marshals get here.
All right, but we're wasting time.
Adios, Lawbedge. All right, Speed. You aim for his heart, and I'll aim for...
Hear me.
Whitey!
See, how did you fellas get there so quick?
Whitey, you all right?
Hey, but there was plenty close, I tell you.
It sure was. Are they both dead, Bill?
Yep. Both of them drilled right through the heart.
Yeah, did you both shoot at the same time?
Yeah, buddy. I got the big Jasper and Bill got the thin one.
Oh, that's too bad.
What do you mean it's too bad?
Well, you both shot at the same time and you both got your man in the heart. So I still don't know which one of you fellas is the best shot.
Colonel, what happened to Wolf Paw?
Don't know for sure, Lightning. When we rounded up those redskins, Wolf Paw was gone. He must have backtracked and slipped through the lines.
You're that Wolf Paw slippery feller, I tell you.
We got most of his braves, and that ought to slow him up for a while.
Yeah, but it's my hunch we'll be hearing from Wolf Paw again.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeing with you on that, Lightning.
See, I just thought of something.
What's that, Whitey?
Which one of the horses is the fastest? Black Nell or Thunder?
Well, Whitey, when me and Bill raced up to the camp to get you, both horses got there at the same time. So I guess we better call it a draw.
Yeah, well, that suits me.
Well, Mr. Wild Bill Hickok, I thought I would like to be your deputy. But since there ain't no difference in the horses and the shooting, I think I better keep on working for Lightning Jim.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.
listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, featuring an episode of Lightning Jim. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, comedy with a visit to the Lou Holtz Laugh Club. But first, the Sunway Vitamins program starring Buddy Starcher as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Everybody everywhere, bless your little heart. We hope we find you well and happy. And believe me, we're going to do our very best to make you both well and happy. So you stick around while we sing as our first selection, a tune that I wrote and recorded called Bless Your Little Heart. Rest your little head upon my shoulder. Something troubles you, that's very clear. You are trying hard to keep from sleeping. Tell me what has hurt you, honey dear. Sweethearts have to share their joys and sorrows. Tell me everything right from the start. Let me kiss away the naughty teardrops as I whisper, bless your little heart. Bless your little heart, I love you, honey. Bless your little heart, you know I do. Long to see your smile so sweet and sunny. Love to pet you when you're feeling blue. I'm so happy when you're here beside me. Life is empty, dear, when we're apart. Cuddle closer while I softly tell you how I love you. Bless your little heart. Pretty eyes were never made for weeping. They should sparkle like the morning dew. Look up where the stars are gently peeping. Let me see that smile come shining through. Just keep thinking of a bright tomorrow, when true lovers never have to part. Let me kiss your lips and softly tell you how I love you. Bless your little heart. Bless your little heart, I love you, honey. Bless your little heart, you know I do. Long to see your smile so sweet and sunny. Love to pet you when you're feeling blue. I'm so happy when you're here beside me. Life is empty, dear, when we're apart. Cuddle closer while I softly tell you how I love you. Bless your little heart.
Bless your little heart. You can buy that at your nearest record shop. Folks, now let's have a heart-to-heart talk. I know you're busy. I know you hate to hear people talk on the air, but this is for your good. Have you been wishing you didn't feel like you were dragged through a knothole? Have you been complaining that you toss and turn all night long, can't get your rest, feel nervous and on edge, look older than you should? Take a peep in the mirror, will you? Moping around all day, perhaps, as though you were only half alive, constantly tired out. That means you're slipping, friend, and I do mean slipping, no matter what your age may be, and that's the truth. Now, what you need is energy. Energy and a clear mind. If you don't have these two things, you're really up against it. But here are two things that we believe the B vitamins will give you. And there are none better than the Sunway B vitamins because they are the only company that pays you to try them. I'll explain that later. Now, you'll see in your newspapers and in magazines and medical reports, you'll hear your scientists and your doctors tell you that you must have vitamins to live, and without vitamins, you cannot live. Vitamins are just as important to you as the air you breathe. You must have them. Few people get enough in their daily diet. Most of people are sick from the, just what I told you, they just don't get enough vitamins. So why don't you try the Sunway B vitamins, and as I said before, we'll even pay you to try them, providing that they don't do you any good. We'll give you $2 back in place of the $1 you spent. You see, you pay $1 for a trial-sized package of Sunway vitamins. Take them 7 days. Of course, there's more in them than just enough for 7 days, but you just take them that long, that's all. Two a day, one of a morning, one of a night, and at the end of 7 days, if you don't feel 100% better, brother, you send back the ones you didn't use and get $2 in place of the one you kept and the one you sent. And another thing, look, we're going to give you The Life of Christ. It's a beautiful bound booklet that should be in every home. We're going to give you that. We're going to give you a nice picture of me. And these two things you can keep, whether the Sunway vitamins do you any good or not. So you've tried Sunway vitamins. You found out you didn't need them. You get double your money back, so you've made a dollar. You have The Life of Christ, a beautiful book, and you have a picture of me, all for the trouble of sitting down just now and sending us a little old teensy-weensy penny postal card saying, please send me the trial-size package of Sunway vitamins, or send a letter and enclose the dollar. If you send the dollar, we pay the postage. If you order COD, of course, then you pay the postage. But either way, the thing for you to do is to order your Sunway vitamins now by sending a card or a letter to Sunway in care of Buddy Starcher at this station. Remember that. That's all you have to do. Or you can step to your telephone and call this station right now and place your order, and your Sunway vitamins will be sent to you COD. It will take you about 10 days to get them, and even if you don't have the dollar now, you will have by the time they arrive. Now, the thing for you to do is to don't put it off any longer. Send right now. The address, once again, Sunway, in care of your old friend Buddy Starcher, right here at this station. And now a little hymn that I wrote called, If You Stray. And let's hope you don't stray.
Brother, if in sin you stray from the straight and narrow way, stop and count the cost before it is too late. In the Bible we are told how the sheep stray from the fold. Turn back now before you seal a woeful fate. If there's trouble anywhere and your hopes sink in despair, just remember God will hear your every prayer. As you walk from day to day, don't forget to watch and pray. God will help you, for he knows your every care. As you trudge along the way, deeds you do and words you say, are recorded in the book at his right hand. You must face them by and by when he comes down from the sky. Will you perish then or join the angels' band?
If You Stray, that's one of my late tunes that I hope you like a lot. And I'll tell you one thing, friends. The life of Jesus, if you'll read it, will help you to keep from straying. And it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful bound book. It's a book that you would expect to pay at least 50 cents for were you to buy it. Yet it's yours absolutely free when you order Sunway Vitamins. And to order Sunway Vitamins, we told you a moment ago, you can step to your telephone and call this station and place your order. They'll be sent to you COD. Or you can write a card or a letter and have them sent COD. Or you can send a letter with a dollar bill in it, and then we'll pay the postage. The cheapest way to order is, of course, sending the money, because then we pay the postage. And with each and every order, you will receive The Life of Jesus, one of the most beautiful bound books you've ever seen. And besides that, you'll receive a picture, a brand new picture of me. Now, I don't know what you would do with the picture, and don't know whether you even want it or not, but you're going to get it whether you want it or not if you'll order your Sunway Vitamins right away. Remember, a bottle of Sunway Vitamins on a double your money back guarantee, The Life of Jesus, and a picture. And all it takes is a little old penny postal card, a letter, or a telephone call. Have your Sunway Vitamins come to your COD, or send a dollar and they'll come postage paid. Now, the address is Sunway, in care of Buddy Starcher, right here at this station. Your local announcer will come in a moment and tell you what this station call letters are. So you just be listening right on through. And don't forget now what I told you. These free gifts are just for those who order immediately. And now here's another song that I wrote. Forgive me for writing these things, but I didn't have anything else to do. This is called Wall of Sorrow.
Between us there's the wall of sorrow. The flame of love is fading fast. You say that you'll be gone tomorrow, and that our love can never last. A wall of sorrow round my heart, dear. It seems so hard to realize, but fate has ruled that we must part, dear. Love light is fading in your eyes. You built a sorrow to all by cheating. You left me on the side. You broke my heart and left it beating. You left when I sat down and cried. I've tried so hard, but all in vain, dear. I thought that you would change your way. Instead, you only brought me pain, dear. This wall of sorrow round me stays.
Wall of sorrow. Well, I reckon, friends, is how by now you must have had your letter written, your card, or at least made a telephone call asking for your Sunway Vitamins. Brother, if you could know the difference in the way you feel, you wouldn't hesitate a minute. And remember, now remember this. Sunway Vitamins are sent to you on a double your money back guarantee. Now, where else can you buy anything like that? Where you take them for 7 days, and at the end of 7 days, if you're not happy with the results, if you can't both see and notice the difference in the way you feel and look, then you return the unused portion and get double your money back. $2 in place of the one you spent. $2. You keep the beautiful book, The Life of Jesus, and you keep the picture that we sent you. Now, isn't that a wonderful offer? You're not too lazy to send us a card or letter, are you? An offer like this, if you fail to send, there's something wrong somewhere. The address is Sunway, in care of your old friend, Buddy Starcher, at this station. Our good friend, your local announcer, will be in just a minute and tell you what the call letters is of this station. But that's all you have to do, or you can just call this station right now and place your order by telephone and have them sent to you, COD. Now, it takes about 10 days, so you can't say, well, I don't have the money right now. You can order them right now, and in 10 days, you certainly can have collected the dollar. And, brother, the way you'll feel, the difference in the way you'll feel will mean so much to you. I hope you don't miss out on it. Because I like you, and I want to see you happy. And you can't be happy if you're unhealthy. We're gone now, but we'll be back. You listen for your local announcer in a minute to tell you all about when we'll be back and where to send your orders. Until we do, this is your old friend Buddy Starcher saying, bless your little heart, and God love you. Come in, son.
This is William Conrad. As you may know, Gunsmoke is going into its second year on radio. Now, during this time, many of you have written the makers of Chesterfield and L&M filters, asking them to put Gunsmoke on television, too. Well, here's some good news for you. Gunsmoke is going on TV, starting Saturday, September 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, over the CBS Television Network. If you enjoy our radio shows, I know you'll go for Gunsmoke on TV. Now TV will have an authentic adult Western, the Gunsmoke you know. Remember, next week, Gunsmoke Radio at this time, and in 3 weeks, Gunsmoke TV at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Both brought to you by Liggett and Myers, makers of Chesterfield and L&M filters.
The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
men, let me give you a tip. If it looks like you're getting into a fight, be calm. Remember, it takes two to make an argument, unless you have a wife.
Now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. If the members of the Laugh Club will all sit down, we'll be able to proceed. My, but you look nice today, Ginger. What a lovely haircut. Who did that? Elizabeth Arden or Helena Rubinstein?
Mixmaster. I bent over to see what was doing in the electric beater.
Isn't that awful? Ginger, it seems to me that you're not just handy when it comes to housework.
Why, Mr. Holtz, how can you sit there and smile at me with your dentist teeth and say I'm not handy around the house? When the fuse blew out the other night, who do you think called the electric company?
All right, I apologize. So you are handy, but I just hope you get somebody to take a chance and marry you.
Mr. Holtz, if I don't get married, will I be an old maid like my Aunt Aggie?
That's right, Ginger.
And if I get married, will I have a husband like Father?
That's right, Ginger.
Shucks, Mr. Holtz, am I in a fix?
Love that girl. Love that girl. Here's a little story about a man in France. He was a gambler. He was young. He was handsome. And all he did was gamble. And he was winning and winning. And then all of a sudden, his luck, well, it went very bad. And he lost night in and night out. For 15 straight nights, he lost. And one night, on the 16th night, a young lady walked over to him, blonde. She was beautiful. She says, Monsieur, she says, I have been watching you every night. For 15 nights, you lose. Every night, you lose your money. She says, I have an idea. She says, here is a hair for my head, a blonde hair. And she pulled out a golden strand. She says, you take this hair, you put that in with your money in the pocket, tonight you will win. And he did. And he won. And for 15 straight nights he won. And every night she gave him a golden strand out of her blonde golden hair. And he fell in love with this very, very beautiful girl, and they were married. They've been married now for 9 years. He's gambled all over the world. He's a millionaire, and she's ball-headed.
Meetings adjourned.
Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, featuring Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys and New San Antonio Rose from 1940. We also heard the Lou Holtz Laugh Club and the Sunway Vitamins program starring Buddy Starcher. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at this same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.